We're in Pirachas, Mishnayis Vav, and Zion, and we're continuing with the topic of Pricha, which we've been discussing up till now, and we've seen it's a very difficult and intense topic. Basically, remember that a Pricha, that a spreading of white over the entire body, that emanates from a Beharis that was already Mukhlat, was already defined as being completely Tameh, that Pricha is Metaher, and a Pricha from a Beharis that was Tahar is Metameh. So Mishnah Vav says, Shtei Baharos, there were two white spots on a person, Achas Tameya, one was Mukhlat already as being Tameh, V'yachas Tahora, and one of the Bahoros was Tahora. Porchu mizul lezu, V'yacharei kein Porchu bekulo Tahor. If it went from the clean Beharis, the Tahora Beharis, the Tomei Beharis, there was a Pisoyon, or vice versa, and then jointly they spread over the entire body, it's Tahor. Now, this is the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah gets involved with something else. Porcha mizu lezu. I'm reading the Tosfos Yom Tov here. Perush Rav. He brings down the Rav's commentary. Beimi tahora l'tameya. Does it make a difference if it's porech from the bahara tahora to the tameya or vice versa? Mishum de tahora nases tameya. V'kein kosav harash. And the Tiferes Yisrael is like this. Ubitoris Kohanim in the Sifra, Beoliflay, Mindiksiv, Kefa Losh in a double language in Poroak Tifrach. And the Tosfos Yom Tov brings down a Maram Rutenberg, which I couldn't find. I have a beautiful Mishnah that has the Ketuvim from the Maram Rutenberg, and doesn't seem to have this one. But he brings down one where he says that it's Davka, the Pricha has to be. From the Tahar to the Tomei, and as a result it becomes bottle to the Tomei, becomes and becomes Tameya. So let me read the line. The Maram quoted by the Tosfos Yom Tov says, okay, nearly Leforesh, the Daf Gnokat Porcha Mizulazu V'yacharein came porcha bekulo. Avlim porcha min ha-tahora. If first it spread out in the other direction from the tahora, bereisha, letzad chutz, away from the tameya, ulubso porach mizulizu, and then they spread from one to the other, havale porach min ha-tahor v'tamei. That which is coming out from the tahor is tamei, and you don't have a total pisayon of tare afterwards. Aval hash the porcha bereish mizulazu, but now the Torah went to the Tomei to the Torah, filu porcha min haTahor l'Tameya, kevin the nischabru, since they joined together, v'nasu achas kodem sheporcha bekulo, and became one before they continued their spreading out. Ki hod porcha bekulo, we say then it's porech min haTomei to the Torah, that the Tahora is bottled into the Tameya. Right. The next part of the Mishnah says, "Bisfasu el Yona." If a person had a beharis in his upper lip, bisfasu ha tachtona, or in his lower lip. So the Rav explains, "Bisfasu el Yona, chatzi gris beharis." There was a half a gris of a beharis, ubisfasu tachtona, chatzi gris, and the lower lip, there was a half a gris. Ukeshesoger piv, when the person shuts his mouth, nireis kagris b'mokomecho, looks like a beharis of a gris in one place when he keeps his lips together. And the Mishnah goes on and says, b'shtei etzbos, b'shnei risi enov, with two fingers or toes, or b'shnei risi enov, with two of his eyelids, the upper and the lower. Afapishim with bakim zelaze, even though they when they're closed, they're in contact with each other. Behem nirim kiyachad, and they appear as one tohar. That beharis is Torah because there's no tseruf, because each part is a chatzi gris, even though it seems as one gris, but the visual perception of it as being as one gris. So v'chein b'shtei etzbos b'shtei risei eino. This is the Rav. K'shemidapke niris k'gris sholem. Now, then the Mishnah says, porcha b'kulo. If there was a pricha of a beheres that was tamei over the entire body of a loba bohak, but not a white spot. Now remember, bohak is a white spot that is dimmer than the krum habetz, the dimmest of the four white colors mentioned in the first mission, in the first perek. Of a loba bohak mara lavnunis lamata meyar b'maros u'ma'akev esapricha. Bohak is ma'akev the pricha. We had at one point the discussion as to whether bohak can be considered as a michi also, and it was a rav that seemed to indicate that. But from here, it seems to be a totally separate thing. That michi is a person's healthy skin, not a white patch of a dim white patch of skin. Avaloba bohak porcha bakulo avaloba bohak, but wasn't poreach the beheris over the bohak. The person is tame. Because the bohak is ma'akev the pricha. Chazu bo roshe vorim kamin bohak. If the tops of the 24 evorim that we mentioned are not matami b'michya, if they turn out afterwards, after the pricha of the entire body, they appear now as a bohak, as a white. So he says, "Shenizgalu min hanega benase bohak." They suddenly become revealed, and they look as a bohak tohar. Nevertheless, the roshi vorim were not ma'akev the pricha. So it's tohar. Chozu baroshi vorim pochus michadosha. If the let me just read the Rav on that tohar v'huadin b'shur aguf, the afugav the bohak ma'akev is a pricha b'tchila. Even though if there's a bohak there the size of an adasha, it prevents the pricha from being metahir, but after the pricha is metahir and a bohak appears, it doesn't stop after the fact. V'yagav sefer debur lemisnei roshei yevorim tona hochi roshei yevorim mentions it superfluously, the word roshei yevorim over here by the bohak. Ubeseifu nakaroshi avurim lahodiacha kocho the Rebbe Meir. We'll have this now. Chazubo roshi avurim after the pricha, pochus michadosha, but less than the size of an adosha. Rebbe Meir mitame, the chachomim omrim, bohak pochus michadosha, simin tuma bitchila, it's a simin tuma to begin with, to prevent pricha. But ve'ein simin tuma b'sof. But it's not simin tuma b'sof. And lav dafka pochus mechadosha. It was only Rabbi because Rabbi Mirat said that. But even if it's a larger bohak, it's not. Read the Ravanis. So ubesefu nakaroshi avorim lo diacha kochul Rabbi Mir. The afilu broshi avorim shnisgalu pochus mechadosha less than adosha. Ve'nasu bohak and then it became a bohak. Mitami Rebbe Meir, v'kol shekain b'shur haguf, and certainly the rest of the body, that not Rosh Yevorim, a bigger chiddush, because they're not mitami b'michya. V'hak reisha d'chosu bo Rosh Yevorim, k'min bohak tohar. And this reisha d'chosu bo Rosh Yevorim, k'min bohak Torah k'rabbonin osya. The ratio that says if the Rosh Yevorim appear again as a bohak, that's going not according to Rabbi Meir, it's going according to Rabbonin. V'lok Rabbi Meir. V'rabbonin demitari love dafka pochus mechadosha. And the Rabbonin here, as I mentioned before, even though Rabbi Meir is speaking less than a chadosha, they're mentioned to be parallel less than a chadosha, but their mitayr even it's bigger than a chadosha. The afilu tuva nami tohar, the bohak besof inum akiv kund rabbanim halacha kechachamim. Halacha is like the chachamim, that a bohak after the pricha already took place is not mitame, according to the Chachamim, even if it's larger, much larger than a dosha. Mishnah Zayin, haba kulo lavan yaskir. Now, we've been speaking about pricha after there was already a tuma, and the pricha is mitahir, or if there was a baharis in there, and it wasn't mukhlet, it was tahar, or there was after hachlata, after the hairs fell out, the hairs turned black again, whatever, the michi went away, after a tahara, there was a pisoyon of a pricha, there was a total pricha over the body, then it's mitame. Here we're talking about a case before anything. There was no hachlata, there wasn't even hezker, but the very first day the kohen comes to see a person, habo kulo lavan yaskir. If the person comes to the kohen, and he's completely, completely white, the kohen has to be maskir him. Habo kulo lavan yaskir. Nola lo sir lavan. At this point, he's totally white, and all of a sudden the sir lavan, meaning two hairs, white hairs, appear. Then it's like a small beharis. This is called a beharis gedoyla, as opposed to beharis katana. But nevertheless, the same rule applies. Sir lavan is machlit, so yachlit. Hishchiru. This is like the mishnayos we had in the beginning of the mesechta, of what things break up between the sir lavan and the beharis. Hishchiru. Shtehim, if both of the white hairs turn black, oachas mehim, even one of the two white hairs turn black, hiktziru shtehim, if both became shorter, the amount needed to cut allows the hairs to be cut by a scissor, oachas mehim, even one of them was diminished in size, nisman l'shtehim, shchin, which is ma'akev by or prevents beharis from taking place, because it's a different type of tumah. If a shrin got next to one of the hairs, so it's mafsik between the hair and the baharis, by both of them, or liachsim, even by one of them, or hikif a shrin eshtehim, or if it surrounded both of them, or as achas mehim, we had the exact same mission in the first perek, o chilkon a shrin, or if it divided between the two of them, or michyas a shrin, or the michy of the shrin. Then the same thing applies by hamichva, or michyas hamichva. Michva and shchin, remember, are very similar to each other, except they're different in terms of their causation. One is caused by actual burn of heat, and the other is caused by some other type of wound, whether it's a disease or a infection or whatever. Now, hamichva v'habohak. So michyas hamichva, hamichva u'michyas hamichva, the michya, the live skin of the michva, and the bohak, are all mafsik between the hairs and the baharis, and as a result of mitahir. Nola lo michya. Now, if this giant baharis, remember, the person is all white now, covered with white. Nola lo michya, o sir lovin, or a sir lovin, that person again is tummy. Nola lo michiv lo sir lovin. If the person who came to us with the completely white skin didn't have a michya, which, remember, he's already, pisoyan is not shaykh, because first of all he came to us before the first week, he came at the very beginning, and he's all nifsa, he was a pisoyan, it's all over his body. So if the other two simonim of tuma for baharis, a michya sir lavan lo michya lo sir lavan, then he's tohar. The kulin shechosu behem roshi evorim, hari elo kamosha hayu. In all these cases where the roshi evorim turned back to the original color, they as they were before. So here, let me read the Rav. Habo kulu lovin b'tchila. A person came to us completely white. Bein shehusuk lahazgir, bein lahachli, bein lepetur. Whether he was needed in terms of hezger, or if nothing else was there but the white, or lahachlit if there was a white hair, a black, you know, white hairs, or a michya, or ben lepitur, after 2 weeks there was no other change, because there's no, can't be no pisayon, so there was no michya, there was no live skin, and there was no hairs. So then he would be potter. The Rosh Yevorim at Besof don't make him a tome, even though they appear as live skin. They're not that considered to be michya. He was put away for 2 weeks, and nothing happened. The Rosh Yevorim, the tips of these limbs, came back mitocha petur v'tohar. He's still tohar. V'imechlito b'sir lovan. If the kohen was machlit him because of b'sir lovan, the hishchiru hasar, the hairs became black. V'yachareikin is galu Rosh Yevorim, hainu chosu b'Rosh Yevorim, mitoch hechleto v'tor again. It's still the Rosh Yevorim came back after the hechlit, and he's tohar. V'imsov shua rishon, for the end of the first week, or b'sov shua sheni, is galu Rosh Yevorim. So without a hechlit, hainu, this is after hesker, hainu chosu b'Rosh Yevorim mitoch hesker v'tohar. Here too, the Rosh Yevorim appear after Hezger, and they are not, and that's more at Besof than Mibetchila, even though there was no Hachlota yet. And the Rav says, Kach Niris Perush Mishnah Zumi Toch Toris Kohanim. This seems to be the Pshat of the Mishnah, based upon Toris Kohanim, Avol Rambam Lo Perushakain. But the Rambam has a whole different approach over here. I think the Rambam holds that, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that he holds that even by Hezger, if they come back afterwards, that they can be mitami. I'm not 100% sure. I have to take a look at the Rambam. Now the Mishnah goes on. Porcha b'miktsoso tamei. We know this. If the Baharis spreads to part of his body, b'miktsis Rosh Yevorim shnizgalu. This is the Rav says. If it spreads, the Baharis spreads in part of the Rosh Yevorim that were uncovered as healthy flesh, tamei. Shehari posa anega, that's pisoyon. That's pisoyon. Porcha b'kulo, if it spread over the entire body, hari hu tohar. Once the Rosh Yevorim are revealed and it continues to spread over them, but spreads over the entire body, achas sheporcha b'miktsoso. The Rav says, after, unlike what I said, after the Rosh Yevorim are revealed, but after the, after it spread over part of the body, this is the part that's pashut. Porcha b'kulo, if it spread over all of him, achas sheporcha b'miktsoso, after it spread over a part of him, hari hu tohar. He is he's tohar, as the Rav explains, the havale poreach min atame, because when there was pisoyon after the initial spreading, so he's tame. Avol imitchila liachosh nizgalu Rosh Yevorim. In the beginning, after the Rosh Yevorim appeared, porcha bekulo bebasachas, it spread over him one shot, tame mishum pisoyon. Then he's tomei mishum because of pisoyon. V'hod the tona reisha porcha b'miktsoso tomei, who'd in porcha b'kulo nami tomei. That would be in a case where the Rosh Yevorim appeared as a michi, as live skin, and then it spread over them to begin with, before there was pricha pricha, you know, to begin with. Because remember, the Rosh Yevorim are ma'akev pricha. They prevent pricha from taking place. The Rosh Yevorim are ma'akev pricha. So if the Rosh Yevorim appeared and then it spread, it's b'miktsis tamei. But what then? Porcha b'kulo nami tamei. Because the Rosh Yevorim at the beginning are ma'akev pricha, But afterwards, after the pricha took place over the entire body, and then they appeared, then at the sof, they're not mitame, only at the beginning. Again, this last line was porcha bekulo. He's tohar after it was pricha, the baharis was poreach bitzoso. Then it spread to his entire body, so he's tohar because that's the tara of pricha mitoch tuma, because the original mitzvah is pisoyon, so it's mukhlad, he's tame, and then it spreads vitamin, covers his entire body, then it's a mitahir. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin.